is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this spicy dish comes to us from Uganda. Yes, female fuckery is worldwide, so naturally the mask is also worldwide. Now, this dish was prepared for us on the 22nd of September. Paterman terminates wife over cheating. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. The Aswa River Region Police spokesman, SP Mudong David Ongum, has confirmed to the Ankole Times that police are keeping in custody a suspect of Atanga who admitted and handed himself to police for terminating his wife. Police in Pater have in custody a 46-year-old man identified as James Odong, who allegedly beat his wife to death when he caught her red-handed having sex with another man on his bed. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! 53-year-old Helen Okumu, a resident of Oluk Village in Atanga, Sub-County Pater District, met her demise when James found her enjoying another man outside of their marriage on her official husband's bed. Wow! Talk about the unmitigated gall. Not only are you getting your back blown out by another man, you're doing it in the family home, in the marital bed. That right there, gentlemen, is one of the highest forms of disrespect a man could ever be subject to. PRO, David Ongum Mudong, now the English is choppy, but we'll work through it, says on Sunday, September 18th, 2022, at around 10:30 p.m., the suspect went back to his home from Atanga and caught his wife, deceased obviously, red-handed in bed with another man in their bedroom. Quote unquote, the cheating man took off, leaving behind his pair of black trousers and a knicker. The suspect picked up a very big piece of dry wood with a 6-inch nail and started beating the wife to death and later burnt the private part with fire, said police PRO Aswa. This dude went straight Negan style on his wife. James Odong then handed himself to police. Something that I'm starting to notice when guys put on the mask, they're not even going on the run like they normally would. They're just saying, you know what? I've done what I've done. The deed is done. There's no point in going on the run. Hey, I'll just go ahead and hand myself over to the cops. It is what it is. I'll just go ahead and accept the fate that is handed to me. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the family home. gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. The Wood of Wrath. Gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact. The fact that not only he decided to beat the wife to death. Yeah, you got to think about his state of rage. Got to go with a 10 on that one. This is definitely a crime of passion. Now for the brutality factor. I'm going to give this one a 15. Why? Because think about it. The large hunk of wood had a nail in it. So you know that was not a good way to go. Then on top of that, he burned her private area with fire. Yeah, temporary insanity should be on the table for this guy. Period, point blank. So, Odong the Obliterator gets a score of 45. Here we are, another wife decides to cheat on her husband. He comes home, finds her getting her back blown out. What happens? He snaps, gets a large hunk of wood. Ironic, isn't it? She was taking another man's wood, so he decided to give her some more of his wood. It is what it is. But all in all, whatever happened to men who come home to situations like this? Whatever happened to temporary insanity as a defense for a man if he comes home and finds his wife getting drilled by another man? Whatever happened to the term crime of passion? Did we completely throw that out when it comes to men? Just asking. Just asking. But let me reiterate, female fuckery is worldwide. So yes, men putting on the mask is also worldwide. Welp, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, the power, social, female owned group preference, police power, the power of simps, that's all going to go out. Feminism, the sexual revolution, and believing that you can constantly cheat, particularly on your husbands, and nothing's going to happen, that's going to go out right along with it. Let me remind you, ladies, different men handle things differently. The overwhelming majority of men in America and in Western countries have been convinced that they have to accept you stepping out on them. They have to accept your infidelity. Why? Because of the court of public opinion and potential for losing all of his stuff. However, that does not apply to non-Western men. Yeah, non-Western men, they will handle business. And that business can be very deadly. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.